Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv and Bald Trey. This is one of the first times I'm seeing Trey without having a hat or a hoodie on or whatever, just a baldy out there catching all that natural sunlight. You're back in New York, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've been out in the wild.
There it is. How's the weather, by the way? Are you guys?
It was raining. It's very masterpiece sneaker weather.
Super trash. Oh, wow. It's super trash.
So there, you're going to make sense. I dubbed it Patrick Beverly Weather yesterday, but a lot of people are giving me different answers, so I won't use
it.
It didn't catch on. It's very ugly outside. That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's playing great defense on us, having a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. We got a fun show for you guys today. Quick look ahead to what we're going to talk about. We have the latest episode of Atlanta, which I believe, due to multiple things in this episode, are all a shot at me. I'll say it. It's all good. What happens when Drake DMs your wife? A saga that unfolded during this week and unfolded much like the sanity of this dude who tried Drake. Also, we're going to get into, just because you saw Will Smith slap somebody doesn't mean you can run up on stage and there won't be no repercussions. As we get deep into Dave Chappelle, someone tried him, he missed and failed and then got his ass beat cartoonishly backstage. We'll also touch upon the passing of one Kevin Samuels. He is the internet relationship advice guy. I don't know. His claim to fame was just shitting on women who are like wanting to know why they can't find the right man. And he just tells them shit like, you know, nurses are low value professions. And if you want a high value man, you can't be a nurse. I'll be honest. Like, I'm just familiar with him from clips here and there of him just shitting on women. I don't know like the full philosophy or whatever. So we'll get into that a little bit, as well as how he died, which is, if you haven't heard, that's how I want to go. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a subscriber. Make sure you are getting all of the extra content, like The Overflow, where we'll go over Winning Time and maybe some other shows soon. Hint, hint, leave that open-ended. Like the watch-alongs for the NBA playoffs. Watch-alongs for movies, as Zach Harper, Anthony Mays, and I call it the Rewatchingtons. Wink, wink, nod, nod. It's kind of like another podcast you might know and love that, you know, has moved on to different things. We are doing a version of that in the form of the Rewatchingtons, where we watch along with you live a movie, and we have all of our comments and notes. So make sure you are tapped in for all those things, the Discord, all the other good stuff that comes from being a Patreon. If you are already a subscriber, thank you so much. If you're not, what are you waiting for? All right, guys. Kevin Samuels. Trey, you're more tapped in on this kind of stuff. How would you describe Kevin Samuels to the listener who's never heard of this guy?
So he was a internet relationship advice consultant. Image consultant is what would be his title, right? And as you know, he built a career. He started off giving men advice, and it was struggling with views. Like, it just wasn't doing great, and men don't want to hear that. But he grew his career not mainly insulting women, but mainly kind of giving quote-unquote consultation or life advice. But how he did it was so harsh and perceived degradable in some sense, to the highest regard, probably. You know what I mean? But also, people found humor. So that's why they picked up on it. You know what I mean? And as more and more the conversations picked up, word of mouth, you know how it is on the internet.
Yeah.
You become popular, and this guy became famous. He was doing them from his car for a minute.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it's funny because, like, the first clip I saw, it was actually, like, the person he was talking to, they kind of deserved it. The first clip I ever saw was, like, this woman said, well, I need a man who makes $150,000 a year, da 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 da. And then it's like, what do you do? Oh, you're unemployed. Okay, like, how many kids you got? How many different baby fathers? Like, he just started, like, breaking her down, like, so who the fuck are you to have all of these standards of, like, I won't even talk to a guy who isn't at least driving to this or that. Who are you to have these standards? And that was the funny thing, because he was pointing out, and obviously he was shitting on her in the process. But, like, you know, the clips that I would see would be things like that. But then I'd read shit that he'd be saying, like, shit like being a nurse is a low value profession. And I'm just like, what? Like, how? You know, some of this shit seemed really extreme and you know, trending towards real misogynistic kind of stuff. But Kevin Samuels met an untimely demise this week, ladies and gentlemen, as he went out on a date with a young lady. And then one thing led to another, took her back to the crib. Maybe took some supplements. And in the throes of hot, lustful, physical Congress, my man Hart gave out and he passed out. They tried to revive him with the defibrillator. They called the ambulance, but he had passed on to the next life. So I asked a question to you guys. If you had to go, where does, while having sex with some hot woman I went on a date with, rank?
Number two. One is sleep for me.
What? That's why you my nigga. Down there. Fist bump right there, man. One is sleep. Went to sleep, never woke up. Can't beat that one. Two? I can hardly think of a better two.
Going out closing, I'm with it.
I'm so with it.
I'm with it. Why not? At least there's a legend behind it. I mean, obviously, he didn't get the praise, but there's a legend behind it. Like, man, he went out doing what he loved.
But, Jerm, what if you go out? What if you go out and you don't get the skadoosh? You don't get your grand finale.
The big skadoosh is you going out.
Yeah, you can't skadoosh bigger than that, man.
I don't know, because you know, when you do skadoosh, it's like that one vulnerability part.
Now, Jerv, you know, you've heard this term, when a woman gives incredible head, the guys will say, she sucked the soul out of me. Well, this nigga had his actual soul sucked out of him.
Yeah, no, I'm not signing. No. I'll take that as, that's my number two also, but leave me. I don't want to experience that though. Like, I'm okay. I don't need my soul taken from me. This ain't Mortal Kombat.
What's three?
Surrounded by loved ones. Like, in that. As I'm old, I gotta be so old though.
All right.
Like, I gotta have lived a fulfilled life in my kids and everybody that I love surrounded by me. That's gotta be three.
You wanna be three. You wanna go out like Big Mama and
like soul food.
It's soul food, right?
Okay. Yeah, man. I want the storybook ending, man, where niggas just like, hey, he fought, niggas turn or accidentally fall asleep, and then I go,
Jerv, what you got? Number three on your list.
If there was some way that I could do like a, if I knew I was going to die at this exact time, right? I would like to get like a roast or something to happen before. Yeah. You know what I mean? Get my flowers, get my praise, let niggas talk their shit. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, that's
not actually
that's the love.
How
that's the love
die.
Anyway. Yeah. Right?
Like, that's more like.
But I guess he's thinking in a situation of like, the doctor's giving me a certain termination.
Yeah, but
I mean, you're asking me how I want to go out, right? Like, how would I want to go out? It's just like that.
Nah, he's ranking it though, like, yeah, as far as like the best death you would be, like.
Yeah, not like how, like, oh, you not, could okay. say, oh, I want to do like cartwheels and shit. Like, and, like, that's not how you're dying, right? Like, he died having sex. It's not like he knew he was gonna die, so he said, let me have sex one last time. You know what I'm saying?
I guess four would be like painless and instant, whatever it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to die in front of loved ones like that though, Trey.
That's kind of sad, yeah, man.
Yeah, like, I feel like that might fuck them up.
I mean, death is sad in general, but
yeah. You know what my number three is? I'll be honest, man. assassinated for saying something that I like politically believe in. So I could be like a martyr. For
you
want to
be a martyr? Chill, yeah, Kyrie. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, like, if I had to die, I don't want to die, but if I had to die,
of course,
like, yo, man, let people
wanna,
like,
we want to be here.
Paint murals of me. Let people tattoo my face on their body and stuff. Like, yo, he was a realist. Well, you know, like, I, you know, it's sad how many of these people go out, but at the same time, it's like, it's kind of fucking cool. Like,
it's, you're immortal.
Yeah, man. In a really special way.
So let me ask you this. If you're assassinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it to be one shot done, or do you want to be a real one and take like three or four of those things to take you out? Like, you even went out like a real nigga.
I want to get shot, not in the face. I want to be rushed to the hospital, and I want there to be like updates, like critical condition and shit like that. But I also want like one last like speech.
Hey, you want the
oh no! This nigga said I can't get a roast. No. Oh, but this nigga's over here giving a speech.
But a roast didn't kill you. You know what I'm saying? You're not saying that you got killed.
No, I mean, I was gonna die from laughter.
You know what's crazy, Jerv? Your next birthday should be a funeral party, like boy from Curve.
I'm good, bro. Because science will tell me, I, you know, I don't know how many I got left after I had surgery.
My mother's just sitting upstairs. My mother's just sitting upstairs watching it on TV in the bedroom. No.
Yeah, niggas would definitely hit the Zoom link. They hit me at the Zoom link, like, they got the camera off at your shit smacking.
Like, and now for some words, one of Jerv's closest friends, Black Trey. And then it's like,
you know, I'm gonna be talking shit.
And then be like, Trey, you're muted. Oh, my bad. Finishing some food. Oh, my bad.
Somebody else is unmuted, got their kids running around in the background.
I said, stop.
You're not on mute. Oh.
We're trying to have a service, and you out here being rude. Oh my god, yo, that's so hilarious, dude. Hey, the funny thing about it is you asking for me to speak at your shit and your family don't know who I am. Like, yo, who is this nigga?
Who's this nigga, dog?
Hey, a nigga comes to the funeral, like, fixing his tie with some shades. Oh, this is a bald black nigga come in, like, yo, this is Remy Denton from House of Cards. Come in, like, yo, so, yeah, me and Jer, we used to do podcasts together, and niggas be like, I didn't even know that nigga did podcasts. Yeah. Yo, my nigga, why is you asking to speak in this nigga shit? Oh, my God. Could you imagine? That would be hilarious. I would just tell niggas about when I took you out to dinner, bro. That would be the funniest story. Well, y'all know Jer, man. That nigga picky, man.
He showed up in a tech police.
I'll be doing that nigga funeral like a fucking stand-up. Nigga, I need the drummer like the ba-doom-ts. Like, yo, y'all know Jerv, right?
The next career move.
Hey, man, I told this nigga, man, we was gonna go to this fancy restaurant. You know what he showed up in? y'all know, tell me. Yeah, oh, crowd like, tech please. Tech please.
The Air Max 90s on.
Hey, I know they be cutting people's legs off in this casket and shit, but y'all got him in them Air Max 1s, right? Sick, man. Sick eulogy.
Oh, I actually do want to be buried with a pair of sneaks, though, whenever my time comes.
Bro, yeah. They be cutting niggas shit off at the shins, bro. Just to
do they?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Bro, they don't be making big ass caskets, nigga.
Nah. I need the fly shit, my nigga. Like,
what about them funerals? You ever seen them funerals where like they have the dude propped up?
Oh, nigga, that shit's scary.
The ones where they're sitting in chairs and shit?
Yeah, where they had niggas at the club and shit.
At the club, said, man. No, I'm good. Came out a couple of weeks ago. He was at the club and he was just standing there.
I'm telling niggas now, I'm physically not gonna be here, nigga. I'm gonna be out here, nigga, in the urn. Throw my shit in the water, nigga. My shit gonna spill.
Throw that in the LA River.
Throw that shit in the water and then ask everybody, did they drink their water today?
That shit gonna spill some bullshit. That shit gonna spill some. My ass is gonna spill some stupid shit. That's funny, man. That shit hilarious, dog.
Oh, man. So, all right. So, we transition on from there to the Dave Chappelle story that just took another twist with this tweet that Trey just put into the group chat. Dave Chappelle provides new details of attack at secret stand-up show. Two nights after the Hollywood Bowl incident, comedian played the Comedy Store in L.A. Fuck. With stars like Kim Kardashian and Sean Diddy Combs in the crowd. At the Belly Room. Oh, damn, bro. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is this you realizing you should have you could have tried to have been in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he definitely could have been in the building.
Oh.
Wow.
The missed opportunity for me.
No, okay, so I hate it all the time. Every single time it happens. Like, and to for it to be the Belly Room, like that's the most connected room I'm in. And all of comedy. Like that's the one I'm like, I can walk in there, no questions asked. No list, no tickets, nothing. Let's see. Here we go.
Chappelle. Apparently, you could come in with a weapon, it seems like, too.
Yeah. Well, not in the Belly Room. Chappelle joked to Chris Rock, at least you got smacked by someone of repute. I got smacked by a homeless guy with leaves in his hair. Chris Rock laughed and responded, I got smacked by the softest nigga to ever rap. Later, Chappelle described convincing venue security to allow him to enter the room where the assailant, 23-year-old Isaiah Lee, was being held. I needed to talk to him, Chappelle said. He asked Lee what possibly could have prompted his attack, to which Lee, who Chappelle said appeared to him to be mentally ill, offered a story about his grandmother from Brooklyn who had been forced out of her neighborhood by gentrification. The attack was meant to draw attention to her plight, Chappelle recounted. Wow. I am in this place where you sat in the car with Biggie Smalls as he died. He said to Diddy, I hate this city. Yo, that's fucking crazy. So, okay, so Dave Chappelle was doing stand-up at the Hollywood Bowl. It was part of the Netflix festival. Towards the end of the performance, this guy rushes the stage and tries to tackle Dave. Everyone said tackle Dave. He didn't tackle Dave because Dave hit the swim move with extreme precision. Wow. Shoved him down there. From
hey,
there,
that's why you know when we be teasing him about looking buff, that shit paid off. That nigga hip strength is fucking 99 on Madden.
Muay Thai, whatever the hell it's called, he's been on it for a good level here. So they security takes him backstage and beats the ever loving fuck out of him. The picture of the guy with his arm turned the wrong way,
like a Ken doll.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Chappelle Show skit where Eddie and Charlie Murphy beat down Rick James and his legs are all fucked up. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. That's what
it reminded me of,
like.
Tales from the Hood, Dave and Allen Greer, when the kid balled up the paper.
Also, his face with all the knots and messed up looked like Martin when he fought, who did he fight? Tommy Hearns. Yeah.
Hitman gave him that work.
But it's crazy because, like, those are all like shows that were just being silly. And this dude actually looked like that by the time they were done with him. Dave on stage talked about, because when he shoved him down, like he grabbed him by the back of his head, he said his hair was spongy. He described the dude's hair as spongy. They roasted this dude so hard, man. But the worst thing about him wasn't that he just, you know, rushed the stage or whatever. It's that he was armed. He had a gun. Well, he had a knife that looked like a gun. Basically, the blade pops out of the barrel of this pretend gun. And L.A. County decided not to press charges. And I don't know what more you need to press charges than a dude who's attacking someone on stage while holding a weapon in front of thousands of people. Like, that's not that doesn't get a charge.
Yeah, because they have to do some type of disciplinary action, because if not, people are going to continue to try it. And that's interesting, because if he could do that again, he got up there like it was a surprise attack on WCW Nitro,
right?
Like, he was sprinting up there. So Yeah, I think that needs to be handled. I don't think it has to go to the dramatization of like how people are like, comedy is dead, comedy is over because people can't do their stand-up act anymore. And it's like, nah, but it's getting kind of wild. And I knew that kind of was going in a direction. I had watched it and I got a couple comedian homies I was talking to and I was like, how do y'all feel about it? And obviously comedians always had them like dickhead answers of like, oh, I would have did this instead of like giving me a true answer of like, are you, you know, do you feel a type of way if you actually find somebody to pick them on, or has your routine changed since?
Right.
Do you not like scale the room and find some like subject or what? So it's interesting.
So wait, Dave doesn't control the pressing of charges in this situation. I'm not well versed in how to press charges.
Me neither, Jer, because I don't go to cops like that, but
I don't know how this works.
Here's my thing. If one person kills someone, I don't think you have to press charges. Right? Like, isn't there some shit like you attack with a deadly
weapon? Yeah, I'm sure there's some level that if you go over a level, like it's like automatic charges.
It's automatic. It's like I thought assaulting someone with a deadly weapon. That would be the thing. You can't say, oh, he cool, man. Don't worry about him. Like,
but did he actually use the weapon or was the weapon on him? That's probably what it did.
I mean, the weapon was on him and he ran up there. He didn't run up there to give him a hug. Right? Like, I don't know, man. Maybe some of our lawyer listeners or whatever can let us know. Explain our dumb asses. They just don't like Dave. Man, that's what it feels like, to be honest with you.
It's like, oh.
That's what it feels like.
He's pissed off a lot of people.
He sure has. So, and I don't know if y'all saw Jamie Foxx doing a Dave impression. Like, because, you know, he said
he's really good too.
The night that shit happened, he said what calmed him down was seeing Jamie Foxx in what looked like a sheriff's hat. He had one of them big hats, some big old Pharrell type hats or whatever. And so he said, if anything goes wrong, Jamie Foxx will be there in a sheriff's hat. Don't fear, right? And so Jamie, later, like a couple of days later, did an impression. And I'll be damned if that motherfucker didn't sound exactly like Dave Chappelle, man. It's kind of crazy. I wonder if I've got that shit. Did we share that in our chat? Or was that in a different
group chat? No, we didn't. I seen it. I didn't even click on it, honestly. I just kept it moving.
But... I love Trey.
Love Trey.
Why?
I don't have time to waste. I know that's not what you said, but I know you're like, I'll be doing some other shit, bro. I don't have time to click on no Jamie Foxx shit.
No, I mean at this point, respect to the legend, man. But I'm not giving Jamie Foxx my time. Not 2 minutes of my time right now in 2022. I can't do it.
What are you? Wait, is this Jamie? This is a Jamie Foxx thing for you?
Y'all got beef?
No, absolutely not. I'm not going to click it. I just don't find a lot of people didn't. They're funny didn't age with me. It's like a lot of shit.
Wow. You going to say that about Fox, man?
Look. Hey, you know. I mean, I just posted.
Were you a fan of the Jamie Foxx show?
I just posted an appreciation tweet. I posted the Wally Szczerbiak episode with Kevin Garnett announcing at the King's Tower. And then I posted the episode where he snuck in the studio with Casey and JoJo dressed as Busta.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, son. Yo, God. Yo, I was recording the album. Yeah, it's on there. I'm going to post it to me so you can see it, dog. It's hilarious.
I was incensed. Pow,
he do sound like that nigga.
Thank you, Jamie Foxx. If you're ever in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up with a sheriff hat. And all the other comedians just stood there. They're waiting on me to die. So they can take over. I'll see you, Chris Rock. It'll never happen.
So here's the deal. Usually when I do these ad reads, I've never really tried the product until they became sponsors, and then they give us samples and I try them and then I endorse them. I'm not trying to make it seem like it's fake. It's real. I've tried them and I like them, but it's not like I've ever used these things before they became sponsors. Today's a little different. Credit Karma. I'm telling you right now, I've used Credit Karma to fix my credit, to figure out what the problematic things on my credit report was, to pay those things off, to get a loan in order to pay off some of those things, to apply for credit cards, to get credit cards I'll qualify for, to take care of them the right way, and then to make sure I level up. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show your chances of approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. I've done this, ladies and gentlemen, and it absolutely works. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free, and best of all, it won't affect your credit scores and can save you money. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. I am talking to you as someone who has fixed his credit using Credit Karma before they ever paid me to do this stuff right now. That's right. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers. I mean, that's pretty fucking spot on, man. And
yeah, no, that sounded. I wouldn't have been able to separate the two if I actually just was like blindly with my eyes closed listening.
Was Dave there? Dave's there, right?
I don't know. I can't tell from the clip who's in there.
Okay,
because it's just him. It's just him in the frame, and what do you call it? And obviously he's by himself and cracking these jokes or whatever. So. It's like that's one of the best I've ever heard. Like Jay Farrell, I know, does a Dave Chappelle. There's someone else who does a Dave Chappelle prank, but that's one of the best I've ever heard. Because at some point, if you close your eyes, you wouldn't know who it is. Like he starts to ham it up a little bit towards the middle, then the beginning is like, oh shit, is that Jimmy Fox or is that Dave Chappelle? So, anyways, moving on. Drake up in the DMs, man. Goes down in the DMs. All right, so this is probably the story that if it hasn't been a topic in your group chat, if you're not kind of up to speed with it, then you're probably like, wait, Drake did what? But have no fear. We're going to recap it for you real quick here. So this is what happened. Hold on. Scroll up. Pass all these Kevin Samuels tweets. Detroit man sold weed out of a vending machine. Andre Blatch getting drunk. Liz Cambage being tall.
Nah, he did ass try to create a shot challenge.
I knew I was the go. Oh, here we go. Now we're into it, right? So this is what happened.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks. That's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
What the fuck? Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. No. Where am I? I'm tripping. Okay, yeah. So, wow, I didn't even know that the beginning, the origin of this story.
You know, was about the Instagram comment?
It was about Ja Morant. It wasn't even about, yeah. I thought Drake had like posted something. No. All right. So, basically, somebody tweeted, T. Morant is approaching LaVar Ball levels of annoyance. And Lethal Shooter, who's a guy who is Instagram personality and I guess like a skills coach, basically posted, this is crazy because he's literally done nothing but be a supportive father on the sidelines, giving props to his son and all his son's opponents, which I agree. And Drake, underneath in the Instagram comment, said, imagine your son makes the league and he's Ja or Melo or Lonzo. All you can do is be elated and competitive and oversupportive, and it's a rite of passage that the OGs talk shit. I know I'm going to be this way even if my son is in a Rubik's Cube competition. Fairly innocent comment. This dude, Seti Bo YBAGNM, or whatever, says, your son probably played with Ghost Riders. Which is just, why? And Drake responds, I just followed your girl because she's probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life. And so, of course, you go and the guy's got on his page a family pic and he tagged his wife. And so next thing we know, Tony Bowden followed by Champagne Poppy. And then, to make matters worse, he slides in her DMs. Well, no, first of all, she puts out on IG, like her follower list, it says, oh, hey, Champagne Poppy, with the eye emoji, which never makes anything like better. And then puts out another one, says, my husband decided to be a troll, and now Champagne Poppy thinks I need excitement in my life. And of course, the internet went fucking insane from there, ladies and gentlemen. That's my favorite part of the story, is when the internet goes fucking berserk, because they start roasting this nigga, talking about Drake, go take your girl. Drake also slid into her DMs, but it wasn't anything
disrespectful.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, hey, what's up, or whatever. Something just to kind of...
Nah, the line is actually classic, though.
What is it?
I'm here for you, Ma.
Oh, I'm here for you, Ma. There you go.
That is rude, low-key. It's subtle,
yeah,
but very rude. Like, you text... Listen, if I went to DMs of one of our listeners' wives and said, I'm here for you, Ma, after slander of our episode, that's rude. He's going to be trying to find my location and try to pull up on me, bro. Because I'm here for you, Ma, is crazy.
Dog, it's insane. So this dude, he's trying to project, I don't care. Ha ha, this is all funny. He's like, screenshots that and says, oh, nah, fool, really DM my wife. I'm crying, laughing emoji about 25 times.
Crying.
Which is definitely 24 times too much, right? So then we go on from there, and one of the tweets, someone said, damn, she might not fold today. She might not fold tomorrow, but he's going to do some stupid shit, and she's going to remember this DM.
Or is she going to play some fucking Drake in the car?
But I mean, it's just like, it is the worst kind of seed to plant, right?
Right.
So we move on, and we think, okay, that's the end of the story. Nope.
We get the deluxe edition.
Yeah, first of all, we get comments like, I wonder if Drake gonna let him see his kids. And so that's Drake's now. Then you got comments like, watch Drake sample this reel and drop a bar about how he took bro shorty on expensive dates. Damn, Drake is on her all because you want to make jokes. A year after I do, and y'all gonna need counseling soon, because she's gonna take shots, because he took shots at someone's kid. So then the next day we get a message from the dude. Only a nigga that's very secure in his relationship gonna think this is the funniest shit in the world. Her ass ain't going nowhere. All right, cool, right? So then let's see. I wonder if Drake gonna let him see his kids as Drake's now. And then the next thing he says is, to all you weirdos, I got niggas who will dirt nap you. Oh, my mama.
That was hilarious.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where you know it's falling apart. Very Cuffs the Legend energy right there.
Yes.
Where you talk your shit, nah, 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 and then all of a sudden the joke comes and it hits a little too close to home. Like that night I got drunk and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go through all your pictures and roast him. Roasted his dad. I roasted everything. And his response was like, yo, real talk, B. I know niggas, but I ain't going to do anything. Because, like, who does that on the internet, man? Who does that? You said you wanted.
So we get the latest video.
Before we get the latest video. Because then the next thing that happens is, and by the way, I'm going to show you guys this guy's Instagram story. The YouTube viewers could see this. The audio people, I'm going to just try to describe it. You know how, like, when people have new stories on their Instagram story, it's like a little line. So you see, oh, they have 5 stories today. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But the more stories you have, the smaller those lines get, right? Look at how many, what this guy has. It's just dot, 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 dot.
That shit look like a LeBron story.
Hello.
And so the story he has here is a t-shirt.
I really want to support LeBron, by the way. But that story is too long.
Yeah. The t-shirt is, it's got the Drake quote on the front, I'm here for you, Ma. And on the back, it has YBAGNM, which is, I guess, his fuck, or whatever, fuck whoever this nigga is. But again, Barry Cuffs energy. Ha ha, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. I'm going to sell a t-shirt about it. Oh, I'm making money off of it. See, I'm doing things. I'm here for you, Ma. T-shirt's coming soon. Drake, this
wait.
Later.
You can't knock him, though, for that. I mean,
no, because it's not.
He's got a chance to make a quick dollar.
Sure, if he's not making any dollars.
I would have really sold those fucking shirts.
Jerv, you would have tried to sell them. Ain't nobody buying them. Nobody buying this shit.
Jerv, you would be a nasty ass nigga. I would have kicked you out of bomb chat. I would have never did a podcast.
I'm not doing all that, bro. I'm saying if something happened to me and all of a sudden some celebrity gave me my 5 minutes of fame, you fucking right. I'm going to try my best to figure out some way I could turn this 5 minutes into like a couple dollars real quick. It's only going to be there for a second.
This is what I call the illusion of the internet. The illusion that like if I go viral off an incident, I can automatically monetize that. No, dog, we're laughing at you. We're laughing. We're not buying your t-shirt. We're laughing. We're not listening to your Drake this song coming out later featuring your brother, Black Cobain. We're laughing at you.
Black Cobain's probably ass.
Wife and I hosting Lush Thursdays. Pull up on us. Like, making flyers. Like, dog, we're laughing at you. There's no part of this that, like, you can salvage your coolness. We're laughing at you. And so... the final stop is, Trey, what were you going to say?
Well, the TMZ video came out, and they do a recap. And obviously, you know, you get a camera in your face, you get a mic in your face, you prop her up. So all the dirt naps, all the tough guy goes out the window, and he explains that, you know, he was playing fair game until Drake mentioned his wife. And then, he happens to be a Drake fan. And I feel like that's the internet in general, right? Your trolls are your biggest fans, right? It's very rare in a situation that someone truly hates you or is going to create a million accounts to just fuck with you, right? Most of the time, they just want your attention. And once you give them the attention or you give them and match that energy and might go two times that energy, it's like, oh, I was just playing. Or, you know, I actually rock with you. And I think that's the weird line of the internet. But for Drake's case, I think it was funny and he did it the right way. But then how people show their true colors off of free exposure or some type of
right
fame. And it's gross because it's kind of like, I mean, I guess people are getting famous for less. I mean, we let Bud Light Betty get 24 hours, so we might as well let...
But like right. In both cases, we're going to fucking roast them because they make themselves look more foolish.
Yeah.
With every extra thing they say, right? Like they're not fixing the situation in any point. So it's kind of sad, man. Because at least Bud Light Betty or whatever her name is, like she's just some single ass girl or whatever. She gonna go back to her life, and no one's gonna know shit because she probably interacts with nothing but white people anyway. And most of them ain't gonna know this shit. We know who the fuck she is, but we're not her life, despite her playing basketball. Shout out to Sean, who loves that line. I played basketball. How could I be racist? Mm-hmm. But like this dude, yo, it's your whole family involved in this shit, bro.
He attacked Drake family though.
I know. I'm not saying.
Oh, I got you.
I'm saying like this nigga, your life is gonna be like, ain't you that nigga? Like you gonna have that, and it's like it's ha ha now. 6 months from now, when like you out with your wife and mom, ain't you that? Like that shit ain't gonna be cool anymore.
And it's not even just gonna be those people. It's gonna be them group chats also.
Oh man, going insane! All the friends doing.
The thing about going viral about anything, it's forever.
It's not really forever, but it can last. You know what it is, Trey?
It do laugh. I mean, yeah, for Drake, you, bro, they about to be in impressions.
I'm gonna tell you what it is, Trey. It's not that it lasts forever, but I think people don't understand. Like, so for instance, the most famous example of me being roasted is a great example because it's easy. Like me and the jeans, right? But I already live in a world where people knew who the fuck I was and didn't like me. So, like, this didn't really change my life. It was just one more thing that happened to me, right? these people are regular people. They got a regular life, got a regular job. I post a picture of me and my kids and 17 likes. Wow, this one went really popular. And now all of a sudden you have hundreds of thousands of strangers got jokes on everything you post.
And super stands though to impress, yeah, trying to think that they're impressing Drake. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or a part of the OVO Nation. I don't even know what they call
OVO Nation in this bitch.
Right?
I don't even know, man.
Yeah. So it's like everything, whatever it is, whatever the source of where these people are coming, you're getting roasted. You're hearing at it every turn on social. And it's like, yeah, because you didn't sign up for any of this shit for real. It just sounded cool. Like, oh my God, they're all talking about us. And then a week later, oh my God, they're still talking about us. Yeah, motherfucker, that's what this shit is like. And I'm not even that famous. And like, I'm like, yeah, that's what this shit is like.
Yo, can you imagine when he's home and like him and his wife argue and she throws on fucking like
Marvin's
whatever.
Marvin's room.
Oh my God.
I understand you could do better.
Oh my,
tell me, have you heard that lately?
Like, yo, I don't care how real you, I don't care how real you are of a person.
Fuck that,
like, you could be the toughest nigga ever.
Nigga.
Like, yo, day one is cool, day five is cool, but day 55, like, yo, you're snapping. Like, you don't want to hear the shit anymore.
That's
might have to be a ban. He has to ban Drake.
That's my point, Jerv, is that there's so many trigger points that won't allow them to get past it. Going by hearing a Drake song in the car, on the radio, at a party, at a wedding. Right? And it's not just Marvin's room is the most like obvious, right? But like think of like Take Care. Right?
Dude, it's not even just Drake songs now that I think about it. Like he's got like anytime she's mad, he's got a list. He's like, and she plays music. She like anything that song can say about how like imagine my favorite song that I always think of in these situations is Lil Wayne's One Night Only.
Oh,
like imagine him coming home after arguing and hears that song playing.
What you talking about? I'm single.
No, One Night Only. It's a song. It's a mixtape. The mixtape one where he's talking about how he got this girl and when he traveled, like, yo, even her husband know, like, he's in town for one night only. And like, it's just like, yo, shut up. It's him. It's one night only.
Yo, I would thought you were going to say Irreplaceable.
Oh, like, my God.
Like that. Like, there's so many songs. Like, my nigga, you're on probation for the rest of your life, pretty much. And that's just if she wants to use it as leverage. There's also the part of this where it's like, it's bothering her. And it's like all of this because you had to like troll his kid.
Keep my kid's name out your mouth.
I hope you enjoy your 15 minutes of fame, the TMZ interview. She was like, we should meet. And everyone's like, You didn't see that, Jerv?
My nigga, let me tell you what we're not doing. I'm not then giving dudes even more ammo. He's in the same room. Like,
so
what?
The TMZ interviewer asked them, like, yo, like, what do you want to say to Drake? And the guy, that's when Trey said, he said, by the way, he used his whitest voice ever. I'm just a huge fan. I love his music. That's the funny thing about this whole thing. Like, we both love his music. And old girl says, yeah, we should meet. And I was like, they are going to have a
baby. Oh, she said we should meet.
She said it.
Oh, no. Did he stand there with a smile on his face? Oh, no. I might have broke character. I might have broke character on that. We should meet shit.
Babe, I can't believe you said that.
No, nah, because they in it together, bro. They both corny, bro.
Dog.
Hey, corny.
They could be in it together all they want.
Hey, you know, I was giving y'all my live feedback. I said, I wish my wife would. And I have secondhand embarrassment. The fact that you even posting that the nigga even DM, like, nigga, we taking my L's in silence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello? Absolutely. Yeah. Like,
that ain't even no insecurity or nothing, but we just look like clowns.
Yeah. You think she checked with him first?
Of course, because at the end of the day, I'm sure he gave her like the look, babe. And he like, no. He like, don't even reply. I'm gonna screenshot it and send it to me.
We can get some money off this.
And we can post this.
We could make t-shirts.
Because they're posting engagement like they work for a social media company. So it was so crazy. So it was like, all right, they've tried to flip it and get a come up. And
I bet you they sold less than 17 shirts.
And 10 of those was from family.
They were interested. They were trying to pitch like doing like, you know, like, what's the shit? Posting, you know how people do the like, hey, you know, $500 to post your business.
Oh,
they were doing that stuff.
Cameo?
No, not Cameo.
Like the people that promote your businesses on Instagram.
That's the new hustle. So they were like, because they were getting those views, they were thinking like, oh, since I'm getting all this traffic, I might as well promote your businesses on. That's why I'm pretty sure that whole thing was other people's businesses.
So fucking corny. Anyway,
I mean, this is the era of the internet, bro. All
right. Final topic of the day, Atlanta. We got a regular episode, Jerv. Are you happy?
It was fucking weird, man.
Was Lorena, man?
I kind of got those vibes, too. I got those vibes.
Whatever floats your boat. But at the end of the day, but also it was like Lorena was his mom.
Yeah.
Yes. What did he take at the call? Was it like some LSD Nepalese, type tea or some shit?
Nepalese space cake. It's in the cookie that they had.
And it has him tripping off.
Hey, the homie told him, "Hey, yo, you sure you want to do this?" He's like, "Yo, your man. I can tell your man's is cool with this type of stuff. You, you look like you're not ready for this type of thing."
Remember, if somebody was trying to sell you some shit and said that to you,
nope. Nope.
If it was weed, and someone said to you, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
I mean, well, that's kind of what you're doing with an edible. Like people do kind of hit you with the "Yo, you sure you want to do that?" Because you don't really know how it's going to respond. So I'm good. If you got to give me like a real warning, like a "Yo,"
I feel like Trey,
like a precautionary, like
I feel like Jerv is not telling the truth right now.
I feel
like Jerv would have, "Nigga, do you know what I smoke?" And you're one of those guys,
like, because it would have to be something that's more than weed in order to do that. Like, weed can't do that to me. It would have to be something that's more like if someone offered me, what is it, shrooms or some shit? Like, I'm cool on that type stuff. Right. Like, I'm not. Yeah, nah, I'm good. I mean, like,
But that's my point. Like, cause, Paperboy, whole thing is like, this nigga trying to tell me about drugs. Like, I know how to. Like,
I do all the drugs. You
exactly.
Know
about
that.
Yeah.
So like, I don't do drugs.
But my point is, Jerv, if someone came to you like, "No, this weed is different, bro. It's weed, but it is different."
He'll listen to me like that.
Yeah, you feel like you've experienced
that weed has to offer. It's a natural leaf. It's the natural weed. Oh, yeah, I'm trying that shit.
Exactly. That's my point.
I'm trying that shit.
It couldn't tell you there was a weed that was too strong for you.
Nah, y'all just don't know how I roll.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly how he felt.
Y'all but I'm not going to walk around the town and do that. Like, I'll stay in the crib. Like, I'll do it on a day where I'm just like, all right, I don't want to do anything today just in case this shit's real.
This shit is too funny, bro. This shit is too funny. I believe this episode was all about me. I'm going to say it. From the description, right? Did y'all saw the episode description?
No,
I missed it. What did it say?
So, it's... It is Al and Darius walk around Amsterdam. I could make a way better TV show than this. Starts there, right? Then you say the shit with the goofy hats. Right? Or we just going to have Disney paraphernalia in there?
I did say last week that would be some shit if you come back off this thing and say, "Yo, they're talking about me." Yo, make a t-shirt.
Yeah, I should. Donald Glover. There was other shit. I'm trying to remember the episode. There was other shit. I was like, okay, this can't be not about me. Like at this point.
Oh, cancel culture is not you. Like the cancel club.
Yeah, the cancel club
is brilliant.
Oh, the Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do the no. You've gone too far. I do that all the time, and he did the no. I'm telling you, man.
Yo, Mean is sick, man. He really think he got it out for
it's,
you.
It's all good,
I thought it was clever to have Liam Neeson in there and play.
It was.
And poke at it.
And also for him to say, like, oh, he didn't feel bad about it at all. And white people have the luxury of not being able, having to learn anything. I thought that was a pretty smart and funny term. It was a good episode. I'm surprised you didn't like it, Drew.
No, I mean, it was cool. I just thought it was fucking... Like, yo, I don't need every episode to have the deepest of meanings. Like, sometimes I just want to watch a regular episode. Because they always weren't like that. At one point in time, it was just episodes. Like so... Like, I don't want to have to be like, okay, we're a cancel club. What's the deep thought process behind this? Oh, there's Liam Neeson. Oh, this is about people being canceled and how they're so misunderstood. I don't want all that. Like, just want to laugh sometimes, man.
Yeah, man.
Just want to laugh.
I'm with you.
I just want to laugh, man.
By the way, confirm, Trey. The actress playing Lorraine is a transgender.
I mean, Brian Tyree's character was like, don't touch my face. And he's in a weird club. I kind of figured.
Oh,
like,
I don't. Do you think in the story that character is trans as well?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
That's why I was thinking like that. Because I think he was like, he was trying to figure out what type of club he was in for the longest.
It's daytime. It's nighttime. It's funny that he was tripping and he didn't know he was tripping. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been so high where you were tripping, but you didn't know? You thought you were just being normal and everything was normal.
I did one time. I was cooked, though. I was so cooked, dog.
So talk to me about this, Trey.
Bruh, I'm in the backseat of the car. Like, we driving. And, like, I think I'm asleep, but I'm not asleep. I'm that cooked, but like, I'm like sitting there and then I just scream like, watch out. Nigga, the homie almost flipped the car. It was no car in front, bro.
No way.
But I thought it was a car, like, you know, like in front of us. And I thought he was just speeding. I was so cooked. And that's back when, like, 2017, I was getting high. Like,
that's funny.
I was getting high to a point where, like, cause I was like new to weed. I wasn't like smoking like that. So like, you know, you would see me out, bro. I pull up, cushed. But I was smoking to a point where I thought like, okay, I'm high, but I need to get higher. And there's no getting higher. Like I was smoking like for hours, dog. And coming to like spots. And you could smell. As soon as you open the door, my clothes. I'm talking about that strong spirit. And I remember I had the homie from Connecticut come visit. Shout out to Dame K, Dame FK. One of the comedian homies. And he says, we're playing Mario Kart. And he paused the game and like grabbed his like temple. And he said, bro, this is the weed they give to cancer patients.
that's funny.
I said, oh, I know I'm smoking some shit, dude. For sure. Mm-hmm. He was like, nah, he can't do it. He had to sit down, bro. He asked for some water. Katie Trenilia was with us. You know what I'm saying? Because he came to Brian's crib.
Right.
It was just a funny day. But, like, yeah, I was cooked, dog. And he was cooked, too.
He went to Casa de Sussman. Jerv, have you ever been super high and yet not known you were high? Like, thought you were just normal?
Mm-hmm. That's happened to me a couple times.
For real? It's never happened. The reason I ask is because it's never happened. And every time I'm high, I'm high. Like, I know I'm not in my right mind. I might forget. From like one time, yo, it's funny. One time I got high and I knew I was high. I knew I was super high to the point where like I had to excuse myself, go back to the hotel, drink mad water and just lay down for the high to not leave me, but just come down. Right. So I'm like more functional. I go to a game and I see Malik Rose and Malik's my guy. Right. And like, I went to dab him up And for some reason, midway through, I just decided I'm going to hug. I went full two-arm hug. And as soon as I did, I was like, oh, my God. What? Because, you know how like someone's like, the fuck is going on? The
fuck's wrong with him?
I knew it was because I was high, right? But, like, I hadn't thought about it up until that moment. But overall, man, when I'm high, I'm high. Like, I just, there's no hiding it for me.
Yeah, I mean, it always happens, like Trey said, like, I get high, and then I'm like, oh, I can get a little higher. And then you get a little higher, and it's just like, well, I can go a little higher than this, right? Like, you know, let's just see how high we can go today. And then next thing you know, like, you're like, all right, I'm good. And then I'm walking to the car, and I'm like, all right, I'm driving. And then next thing you know, like, outside is just fucking crazy. And it's just like, yo, I got to turn around. Like, I got to go back to where I was at. I'm in no condition to fucking, like, I thought I was cool, but, like, I'm really not cool. Like, I'm really, really high, and there's nothing I can do about it right now. Everything has to just wait.
That's funny. Yeah, man. So, any other final thoughts about this episode? There's an episode 9 coming out next week.
Not really. I mean, it's strange. The series has been super weird, but like, I ain't gonna write a think piece about it. I don't hate it.
How can you think? Like, there's nothing you can think about because you don't know what the fuck is coming.
You know what the funny thing is, guys, about this thing, about this season, I should say, is that, and I said this last week, dog, why don't you just make another show to put all these other random ass like things in there? And I told you, one of my homies said, man, because he's scared, like he can't do it. And my thing was like, nigga, look at what you're doing. I'm just saying, like, you just got Liam Neeson to play himself and be racist in the show. You can't get a television show greenlit? Like, that seems a lot harder to me to get done. By the way, I'm going to tell you right now, Jerv, prediction. Next episode is going to be another one of those fucking...
Oh, which goes in it?
This is the description. Black and white episode, yawn, Emmy bait. Why do they hate black women so much? Written by Donald Glover, directed by Donald Glover.
Well, you know who's in it, right? I told you who was in it.
In episode 9?
Yeah, it's Kevin Samuels.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's like a pastor or something. I saw the preview and I was like, wait, am I fucking tripping? And I went all over the internet trying to get a like preview for the next one. And then I just Googled, is Kevin Samuels in episode 9? And then they showed the screenshot of it, like, yeah, he plays some pastor. And I knew nothing about the description, and everything you're saying makes perfect sense. That's crazy.
Niggas about to do numbers, man. That shit's about to do numbers. Yeah,
now that shit's about to be out of here because I know he's going to say some crazy shit.
Yeah, and the nigga just died. Wow. Full circle, oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
So everybody that's been talking shit about them, yo, this nigga's literally about to get the last laugh.
Literally.
He's about to address everybody that's been talking shit and shit all. Oh, that's about to. Oh, I might have to watch this one live.
I might have to, for real, for the. For
you go the, live tweet it.
Yeah. I might have to watch this one live.
For the Twitter reaction alone.
Yeah, I just need to join the community, you know. Much needed.
Well, on that note, nice full circle there. We started with Kevin Samuels, ended with Kevin Samuels. Shout out to Bald Trey. Shout out to Big Jerv. Shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you for listening to us. Remember, the Overflow episode comes out tomorrow. We're going to season finale for Winning Time. We're going to talk about that and whatever else we got on our minds. Patreon.com/countthethings. That's how you make sure you are subscribed. That's how you get that extra information, all those extra episodes, all the good stuff. For all of us here at Bomb, thanks and stay black, motherfuckers.